Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
On you, our love.
have learned my lesson to stay focused. Ah, Valerie Joy. I love my life. It's like, no, the song can't be over yet. But in the meantime, let me bring my friends in here to support me. And because how it is, Valerie Joy reminding us that you were there. Who is the you? Well, the you can be you that you were there for yourself while you're going through and growing through the challenges. The you can be God that is expressing as you. Either way, the you is always you. And when you remember that, you will know that you are enough. That you don't need to trip. It may be painful, but you trust. Rather than trip, you trust.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, indeed, Life Conversations Radio. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do, and I am grateful to have you here. I'm grateful for what we are getting ready. Actually, we're not getting ready to co-create anything. It's already co-created. It's already happened. We showed up for something that we collected on a soul level, on a spirit level, said, this is what we want to do. We're going to have this conversation because we need to remember that we are enough. Because I think I'm going to get. Okay, so, all right. And I'm glad we will not forget. Let's switch microphones. I'm not even going to trip about this. Well, maybe a little. Maybe I trip a little.
Okay, good. So I trip a little about this breaking up stuff that happened at the beginning, but I'm grateful that I have Tamara to remind me and say, wow, we just started to break up. So we keep it moving because we are enough. This moment is enough. We started the show off with Valerie Joy, Valerie, J-O-I. If you wanted to find out more about her, you can go to her website. As a matter of fact, just go there. Not now. Or you can just bring it up and bookmark it. ValerieJOI.com. That beautiful song reminded us that even when things are heavy, when we're challenged, when we don't know if we're coming or going, when, you know, we're hearing all this wonderful affirmations is coming through a book, through a radio, through a CD. We sit in Oprah's life class. We go online and all this wonderful quote. But somehow we still feel alone. But guess what? When you're feeling alone, you're all with the one. Alone, A-L-L-O-N-E. If you separate that, put one L into it. All one with the one. And it's all part of the journey. It's all part of life. You're listening to Ask Life Coach. The topic, of course, is the consciousness of I am enough. The consciousness of I am enough. For some of you, I'm on a soul level, we all get it. But you might have some questions popping up for you. I just want you to just sit with the questions, with the thoughts that come up for you right now. Imagine yourself embodying the consciousness of I am enough. Let's sit with that for a minute while we do some announcements. But while you listen to the announcement, just sit with that in this moment. No matter what, no matter what's happening in Wall Street, no matter if you're occupying it, no matter if the Senate can't get themselves together, the budget is crazy, election is around the corner, you've got a health challenge, you can't pay your bills, you've been foreclosed on, you can't find a harmonious relationship, you want to get out of your relationship, you want to have a child, but you've been trying, whatever it is, just sit with that for a minute. And repeat to yourself, I am enough. This is real. It is the reality. And when you realize how real it is, I love that's something I heard once, realize when you see with real eyes, when you look at what you're going on, what's going on in your world, when you see it with real eyes, you start to ask yourself, what am I tripping about? Why am I taking myself through unnecessary challenges? Because the truth is, I am enough. I may be living with my family members. I may be leaning on my family members. I may be here alone. My life is as a mess. But I am enough. Just sit with that. Sit with that. Some announcements here. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room, silent listeners, disguised as guests. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Kefir, King Kong, 718. Nice username. You that strong? Let me know how strong you are. 347-426-3346. And we have Nahali in the chat room. We have Tamara in the chat room. And we have loads of folks on the phone line. Thank you, thank you. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and we can come to you, take your questions. And today, you know, let's grow. Let's step forward. Let's transcend judgment, criticism of self, and understand that we are enough. So when you think of where you are right now, when you think of what you're going through and growing through, where in your life are you feeling, I don't know, I like the idea, it does sound good, but, you know, if this one thing could just be right, if I could just get this right, then I will really feel and know that I am enough. But, you know, this consciousness of I am enough has nothing to do with external circumstances. Has nothing to do with your thoughts, your beliefs about yourself, form, anything external. Because when you are living from this consciousness of I am enough, there's a sense of flow to your life. Don't trip. Don't worry about, oh my God, I need to write some things before the show and the sun is going to be over soon and, oh, am I telling myself, okay, well, I do that anyway. And you just relax. And even when the song finishes before you're ready, you're like, okay, cool, life happens. When you're living from that place of, that consciousness of, when you realize, when you see yourself with real eyes that you are enough, you're in the flow. There's a sense of trust. You trust that everything that shows up is part of the process. You have a sense of clarity because it's like, oh, wow, wow, okay, there's a lesson. Now you get to see the lesson before you ask, what is the lesson I need to see here? When there's trust, when there's flow, when there's clarity, of course there's harmony. You know, you're feeling loved. You're feeling loved by yourself. You're feeling loved by life. And even if for a minute or a second you see people sending something your direction that doesn't feel like love, you say, oh, okay, I need to trick my eyesight. I looked in the wrong direction. I am enough. I don't need anything from them. It is my responsibility to love me. And what comes back to me is what I'm sending out. And in that place, you are free. You are free to be yourself. You are free to be who you came here to be. You know, they always say we all have a calling, and we do. But guess what? The trick is that calling, don't even try to figure out what it is. You called yourself forth to live that. And you cannot, English teachers, you cannot not live what you here, what you came here to do. Now you can push against the flow. You can fight the flow. You can resist that you're enough. But when you just sit and say, you know, everything that is happening for me, everything that is happening to me, all the challenges that I've had in my life, I don't care what words you use. Not even tripping. Want, need, desire happened to me. I'm being punished. I'm a victim. Who cares? But when you get to that point of seeing your life with real eyes, think, wait a minute. I called myself forth to be on this place, on this planet called Earth. said, hold on a minute. If I wasn't that courageous, if I didn't have the power, if I wasn't strong enough, if I wasn't the one, I wouldn't be here. So the fact that I'm going through what I'm growing through right now, I am the perfect one for this. In that, you release looking for outside validations. You release judging of self, judging of others. As a matter of fact, what you used to judge in the past becomes something you smile at. You just laugh. You laugh. That's so funny. You know? Okay, let's do an announcement. Let's do some announcements here. 347-426-3346. Share with us if you are. Or maybe sometimes you live from that place. You live from that place of I am enough, and then something happens and you get caught up and you go into I'm in lack. I need more. I need just one more thing. Or maybe you've learned the art of just living. Maybe this is your life. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad now, because that lets us know that. Because when you press that 1, you're letting me know, you're letting Betty know that I am the one. I am one with the one. So when you press 1, I can't help but hear your vibration. If you have a question, a comment, whatever it is, we're right there together. Announcement tomorrow for Spiritual Tag Team. Sometimes it's hard to just go into this housekeeping stuff when I'm in the flow. But I'm going to know that this moment is enough, and this is what it's called for right now. Tomorrow, Spiritual Tag Team, we have Joanne Gerber. She's an internationally recognized psychic medium and a spiritual teacher. She's going to be joining us. If you want to find out more about her, you can go to her website, Joanne Gerber. She works with, what's that brother's name? James Van Praagh. I mean, he says, listen, she's just the real deal. And if you don't know about her, Google her, find out about her. She's going to be here tomorrow. She's going to explain to us, teach us, share with us the difference between psychics and mediums and, you know, wanting to talk to loved ones on the other side. And you might want to talk to your grandmother. Some people say, well, you know, you might want to talk to your grandmother, but your grandmother might be too busy having fun, like, oh, they don't need me. And your grandfather might show up. Or your ex-husband who died, and you're glad to die, show up. You're like, what's he doing? I don't want to talk to him. And he reminds you, like, no, you can get the gist. Oh, so tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Maybe your dog will show up. Who knows? Maybe you in a past life will remind you in this lifetime that all is well, that you are now. What else do I need to tell you? I need to tell you about our wonderful website, Life Conversations Radio Network. Weebly.com. When I say that, I hear Betty in my head. I see Betty's face, and I have to laugh. So the website address for now, Life Conversations with S Radio Network .weebly, that's weebly.com. Actually, I'm laughing at myself. Now, I'm laughing at what Betty said about me when I talk about the website's domain name, but that's okay. find out more, and when you go there, I mean, for those of you who are going through a challenge, you're struggling, and some part of you know that you are enough, but you can't quite make the connection. Something is missing. You might need that extra reminder, the extra help. If you go to the on the website and you click the More tab, then you see another tab that says National Help Hotlines. National Help Hotlines. And I think Betty covered it all. All the information you need, domestic violence, rape, child abuse, runaway, exploited children, youth, parent hotline, substance abuse. You get the picture. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender. Phone numbers and all the contact details are there because we need the support, though we are enough. Life Conversations Radio Network .wibbly.com. I want to welcome all of you to Left Glenda, Donna, those of you I recognize on the phone line, some of you I don't recognize because I don't know the number, but, you know, I do know you because we're one with the one. But in the physical realm, like, I don't know that number. But if your number was one, then I recognize you. But anyway, thank you all for being here. Thank you, Betty. I appreciate you for all you're doing. I'm so grateful for how we work together. You know, you've got a whole different work schedule. But anyway, I'm grateful for what you do. Let me put it that way, for sharing the show. And we ask you all as well to, right now, this very moment, to share the show with at least 10 of your friends, at least 10. I know you've got 10. I mean, on Facebook, you've got more than that. But, you know, share the show by posting on your Facebook page, by Twitter it, by texting it. Just bring it. Family members, as a matter of fact, bring your supervisor, even though you're not supposed to be listening at work. Don't worry. Say, listen, man, stop complaining about what I'm doing. You stay in your lane. Just listen to the show. By the time the supervisor, your manager, start listening, by the time they finish listening to the show, they'll be giving you a hug. They'll be crying and say, thank you all my life. I knew there was something special about you. You just gave me back to myself. And you're like, okay, we're at work. All right, back off. And you're like, oh, no. I know who I am. And also, don't forget to follow Life Conversations Radio on Blog Talk Radio. So on this page, if you're listening online right now or you're listening to the archive, at the very top on the left, there's a button that says follow. Click that, you'll get regular updates. So you will know about guests and all the other good stuff. So, life is good. It's getting better. It's getting better. So much in my consciousness. So much wants to be expressed. And so much, there were some thoughts that said, I've got to share that. But no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to surrender and let life happen through me right now. Because I know just what needs to be heard, what needs to be shared, what needs to be thought of will come up at the right time. Because this is bigger than us. In that consciousness of knowing that we are enough, we become open to exactly all that we need. Everything that you need, we will provide it. Now, here's the thing. There's something, on Facebook now, we're getting these beautiful quotes, and we love it. It resonates with us. But there are times when our life doesn't mirror that quote. We struggle, but something about it makes us go, ooh, I like this. Ooh, I love this. Ooh, I'm going to share this. Ooh, I'm feeling this. Because we know it is the truth. And here's one that was shared on Facebook. It's not who you are that holds you back. It is who you think you are not. It is not who you are. It's not who you are that holds you back. It is who you think you are not. Think about that. As a matter of fact, don't just think about it. Feel about it. Who do you think you are not? We did a show the other day, last week, I think. Who do you think you are? Who are you? Who do you think you are not? What are the things that you say you're not? You're not this, you're not that. I don't have that, I don't have this. That's lack mentality. That's listening to the external world. That's listening to what other people are saying about your life, and they have no clue about your life. Imagine this for a second. If you just find yourself on this island for a year or two, and you cut off from civilization. You cut off from social network. You don't have an internet. You don't have a smartphone. You don't even have a dumb phone. Forget a smartphone. You don't have a phone. It's just you and nature and all of its beauty. Everything you need is provided, as in food, the place to sleep. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't know what quotes, you don't know what people are saying on Facebook. You don't know what's going on in the political world. You don't know, what religious beliefs people are spewing out, if the world is coming to an end. You don't know what's happening spiritually. You don't know the latest spiritual fad, the new modality that we're doing, the new law, the universal law that we just identified. And we said, ooh, I got the secret. I'm going to share it with you. It's just you and you with yourself. Imagine that. Find a favorite spot. Imagine that. You know, really, life is just simply about imagination. We're making it all up. So what I'm doing here, what I'm sharing with you here, no, just we're making it all up. That takes me somewhere else, but I'm going to stick a pin, and hopefully I remember to come back. And if I don't, I just don't need to go there. But anyway, just you on this island for a year or two or three. Imagine, who would you compare yourself to? Would you blame the ocean? Would you blame the trees for the colors they have? Would you criticize the bugs for doing what they're doing? Or would you even worry about, you know, you're having all your needs are met. Who would you compare yourself to? When all your needs are met, you're so caught up, you're so drunk with love, you're so drunk with life that you don't have time for distraction. And coming back into this world that we're in, but don't leave that image behind because we're making it all up. Bring that island, that place that you were in, bring it into now time. That in truth, you're in an island by yourself. Everybody and everything are just extras. It's part of your movie. You're making it all up. So if you're making all of it up, why not just say, wow, I am enough. I'm going to make that up. Because what you think, the thoughts you're holding about yourself will activate an emotion, will activate a feeling. So you could try it out. I'll take you here real quick if you want to try it with me. If you want to go there. Just think about what you're not. Just think about you not being enough right now. You don't have the money to do the things you want to do. You don't have the perfect relationship. Your life hasn't turned out the way you thought. You can't find a job. You're between jobs. You're thinking of stepping out your relationship or stepping into one. Just name it. How does that make you feel? How does that leave you feeling? I've yet to meet somebody who would say thoughts like that make them feel overjoyed. And if you're one of those folks, I want to talk to you because you got something to teach me. It's just impossible. You cannot identify with what is not true about you and feel good. It's not possible. So whenever you feel yourself not feeling good, it's because you're identifying with something that is not the truth about you. Now, let's flip to the other side. Let's create something else. Step into that space of looking at your life right now, all that is showing up, all the challenges that you thought you had, your upbringing, your parenting, the abuse, the rape, all of it, the molestation, parents not being there, grandmother being mean, whatever. You know, you stripped of everything you had because people were jealous. You name it. You know the deal. But now, just sit here, wherever you are, standing, driving, and step into that consciousness. So maybe for some of you, maybe like, what if right now I am enough? What if right now I step into that consciousness and say, you know, with all that is going on, with all what I think I don't have, with all that I think I need, even with the challenges that I'm having with myself, I have low self-esteem, low self-worth, and all this other stuff. I don't really love myself. I let people walk over me. What if I step into that consciousness right now, taking a breath and say, I am enough. Nothing needs to be fixed. I'm not broken.
I am whole. I am complete. I am healthy. Oh, here's one. I am healthy. Oh, my body's going through changes. I am healthy. Because the truth of who I am is always whole, complete, and healthy. So my body is going through changes, but I am whole, complete, and healthy. Sit with that. Now, I'm not saying take it on board. I would like you to, but, you know, you got to do your life the way you want to do your life. Just sit with that for a minute. Just play with me. It's all about imagination. We're making life up. We're making it up. What do you feel? For some of us, instantly we feel the sense of relief. We feel that sense of flow, of connectedness. For some of us, I can't get in touch with my feelings. I don't know. I can't quite get there. You're making it up. Because you don't want yourself to get in touch with the truth of who you are, because our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measures. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frighten us. Say, oh, no, wait a minute. Who am I? I can't be gorgeous, talented, and fabulous. No. Wait a minute. You're a child of God. You're playing small, doesn't serve the world. So you better recognize that I am enough. And when you recognize, when you see with real eyes that you are enough, your presence automatically liberates others. You show up without saying words and people feeling they connect with themselves. Sometimes they connect with their own judgment. Sometimes they connect with their own true self. As a matter of fact, when you show up as the light, you activate the light in other people, that it triggers tears or emotions for them, and sometimes the best way they can express what they're feeling at that moment is what they think is missing. Because they spend too much time focusing on what they think is missing. Now, bring it. I don't care what you say is happening in the physical realm, in the external world, on this planet, hunger, poverty, sickness, illness, disease, in whatever continent. The truth still remains that you are enough. So the journey of life is looking at the so-called lack, the so-called dis-ease, the illness, the poverty. All the things that we think is missing, to be able to look at that and be clear that I am enough, that I will not define myself through what I'm seeing just by what I'm seeing with my physical eyes. I know there's a deeper truth about me. I am a spiritual being having a wonderful human experience. And this human experience is helping me to remember that I'm a spiritual being. And everybody that pissed me off, everybody who gets on my nerves, they just push them. They know how to push my button. They know how to work me. They know how to just get me mad and get me angry and frustrated. They're actually a healing angel. They're activating the button within you to say, you don't need to have that button alive. You can deactivate it. You're so much more. You are so much more. Three, four, seven, four, two, six, three, three, four, six. The topic is the consciousness of I am enough. Enough? Who's that? Okay, I am enough, even. Segwaying in my mind what I'm going to say next. But you've got to stay in the moment, my coach, Ade. Finish what you're saying before you think of the next thing to say. Because if you don't, you start making all these funny words. You're making up words that just don't belong on this planet. Maybe in another realm, the consciousness of I am enough. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We are going to take a break. Welcome back. In the meantime, breathe in the healing. Breathe in, as Valerie Joy reminded us. in the song at the beginning of the show, you were there. God is always there. Love is always there. They're physical beings, non-physical beings that are supporting you. Your ancestors are there, sending you love and light and saying, you're here to do great things. No, you don't have to go through that. We already went through that. You don't need to do that. Remember who you are. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Or walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Then you can go to their website. It is stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com. Be still my heart. Too many of us have our hearts being tossed around by folks who are struggling to find theirs. But when you say to yourself, be still my heart, I'm learning from my mistakes. I was looking to external circumstances to bring me peace, to bring me joy. Now I remember. I remember that I am one with the one. I remember that I'm here to do great things, not just big things, great things. Ah, here's something I found yesterday where I just said, oh, I better share this with my listeners. And for those of you who are still, I mean, all of us are on the journey, okay? So we need to just let go of even comparing ourselves. There's a problem when you judge yourself or compare yourself. Oh, that reminds me of another quote. Oh, Jesus. What? Somebody help me. I need two mouths and three heads. That's an image. So I can get it all out. Or I can just say, be still, life coach Ade. Everything you need to say and share will come out at the perfect time. So here's a poem that I came across yesterday while participating for a few minutes, maybe 20, 30 minutes. Actually, yeah, how about that? In Oprah's live class. Beautiful, beautiful poem. You may have heard it before or not. But the ultimate, the whole journey of life is simply for me, it's about this. When I say living from a consciousness of I am enough, is that you get to a place when you meet yourself. So here's a poem. It's titled Love After Love. Let me clear my throat, move the microphone to the side. Let me clear my throat. I know. 347-426-3346. Something about saying the numbers bring me back into alignment. And you can press 1 if you choose to. If not, I'm enough. I'll do what I do. But here's your opportunity. Anyway, love after life. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door. In your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome and say, sit here, eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all of your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit, fist on your life. That's a poem by Derek Walcott, Walcott. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door in your own mirror, and each will smile at the other's welcome. Have you got to that place yet? you've been at that place where you feel like, wow, I've met myself. And I love what I see. And you look at that self. Can you embrace yourself? Not an intellectual thing. Like, yeah, of course. Yeah, I can embrace myself. No, but really, you know, because here's the thing. Life is a paradox. Life is a paradox. So there's this. Here I am talking about I am enough. But you feel maybe feeling that, I get it, it's a wonderful idea, but I don't know. But then I can't say that because he's saying I'm enough. Well, when you recognize you are enough, there's no judgment about what you're thinking and feeling. Here's a classic example. We've all experienced it. Maybe as a child, as an adult, you cut yourself. By accident. Yeah, we won't get caught up in the world. You cut yourself by accident, because we say there are no accidents. Of course there isn't. But you cut yourself. Just let's stay with this conversation. We're making it up. Life is simply a figment of our own imagination. We're making it up. Some people are good at creating something wonderful, and we're like, whoa, we're captivated. And some of us, we look at what we create, and other people say, wow, but we say, that's a piece of nothing, you know, it's not a big deal. But anyway, you cut yourself, even if you did it intentionally, because there are those who feel like that, you know, there's all kind of stuff going on in the world. People think by inflicting pain on themselves, it takes the pain of the emotional pain that they're feeling, and they say it does, but I've never been there, so I can't speak to it. But what I do know is, regardless of if you cut yourself intentionally or by accident, your body, being enough, will heal itself. The blood cells, the white cells, all the other cells that I don't know about, everything that needs to happen will start doing exactly in that moment what they need to do to clean out the germs, to the white cells will fight anything that's going to cause an infection. And if you've been resting, if you've been taking care of your body, you will naturally heal. But if you're tired and haven't rest and you've been running around, your immune system says, sorry, dude, I can't hear you. I can't help you. I can't hear you, I can't help you, I can't heal you. As a matter of fact, I can, but I'm going to need your help. First of all, I'm going to need you to take a rest. Your body will heal itself. Your body is healing itself. Now, I use a dramatic image of cutting yourself, but right now, your body is healing itself. Right now. We think our body heals itself when we become aware of the disease in our bodies. But can you imagine how many germs you come in contact with on a daily basis? I have an interesting mind, and I used to think this thought that I'm thinking if I should share with you, but I don't want to gross you out like that. But it won't necessarily gross you out. It would have you see that you can do your own grossing out, whatever you need to do. It's not for me to do that. Just understand that you come in contact with so much every day, virus, bacteria, you name it. Bacteria is a virus that we don't even have name for, and those that we don't even know exist yet. But guess what? Your body kills itself. You are enough. And when you remember that, when you see with real eyes, when you allow yourself to step into the consciousness of I am enough, and you run to yourself and smile with elation and say, oh, welcome home. Thank you for being here, even everything that I took you through. I took you through hell. I judge you. But thank you for not judging me, but you're talking to yourself. One of the shows I did, I think it's the Would You Still Love Me If You Meet the Real Me? And if you didn't hear that show, you need to go listen. And I think one of the questions was, would you recognize the real you if you're walking down the street? And then Celeste shared something with me, and it was something about, what was it? What if you see yourself in everybody? Now, I don't know if you said this, but if you see yourself within everybody, how would you treat them? You are enough. You are enough no matter what. The journey of life is remembering that, and everything that we've gone through is simply part of the process to remind us that we are enough. Now, if you look at that, if you listen to that, if you feel that, if you view that from just an intellectual perspective, you're not going to catch it. You're not. As a matter of fact, you can tell your intellect right now, there's nothing wrong with the intellect. The intellect and the ego, they're great friends. They deal with the five senses. They deal with form. What things look like, what is good, what is bad, what I should be doing or not be doing. They deal with morality. But when you tap into yourself and tap into intuition, you get in tune with yourself. See, there's a rhythm within you. There's a harmony within you. So when you get in tune with yourself, you can dance the dance of life. And it doesn't matter what other people are doing, you can do your own dance. Because you're in the tune. You're in tune. You're in alignment with the tune of all that is. So everything that happens, let me give you an example. Let me give you a perfect example. Maybe I shared this yesterday. Did I? Or I was talking to somebody. I know I shared it with somebody yesterday, but maybe it was on the show. No, I didn't do the show yesterday. I did a rerun. So I can share it. It's just us. It's just. No, I'm not going to share it, Tamara. Tamara wants me to share it. I'm not going to share it. Oh, she wants me to share the other thought. No, I'm not going to share that other thought. See, intuitively, I knew what you meant. Like, wow, that was quick. But anyway, Sunday was an interesting day for me. Actually, last week was interesting. So many things that I planned wasn't happening. It didn't happen at the time I wanted it to happen. And it actually looked like no one's going to happen. I surrendered. I just said, you know what? It's okay. But you know, when the things I needed to do happened, they were happening perfectly at the right time. Some of the things that I had planned happened 3 hours later, but it was the perfect time. Not because I'm trying to see it and affirm that it's perfect. No, I looked at how things were happening. It was just perfect. So Sunday was one of those days where I said, you know, this whole thing about I am enough, I want to get lost in it. I want to get drunk with it. I want to become one with it completely. And it was one of those things. I had to be somewhere at 4 o'clock. I couldn't even leave the house until 4. And the place is about 40 minutes away. But I started off the day anyway just reminding myself that right now, things were changing by the minute. Right now, I am enough. So if anybody knows me, well, no, I'm not claiming that for my reality. There was a time where being on time was not something that I was good at. There was a time. Now I am always on time. So, and back in the day when I wasn't showing up on time, I would beat myself up getting there, driving there. I'd start thinking, oh, I wonder what they think about me. I would totally wear my you-know-what out before I get to the meeting. So Sunday, 4 o'clock, I'm still at the house, still 30, 40 minutes away. And I find myself stepping into this, oh, my God, I'm playing a crucial role in this gathering, and they need me to do this, what they need me to drum. That's all they need me to drum, and, oh, my God, how are they going to go on with the meeting without a drum? I said, stop it. I am enough. And I remember driving, going to the meeting. I wasn't even speeding. I wasn't trying to get there as quick. But I said, you know, all is truly well. The experience that I felt going there, at the meeting coming back, I mean, transformed me. And that's part of the trigger for the show. We actually planned to do another show. And I told Betty yesterday, no, I'm feeling this one. I'm feeling this. So when I consciously stepped into I am enough consciousness, I automatically dissolved, become one with the flow. There was trust. There was love. There was harmony. There was freedom. I got to the meeting at the perfect time, just when they needed me to drum, and there was nothing was out of sync. And for me, it was such a wonderful reminder. So as we go through life and grow through life with all the changes that are happening right now, with the vibration that is shifting, so much is happening beyond the physical eyes. You may not be able to explain it, but I know you're feeling it. Embrace the consciousness of I am enough. Not because I'm telling you to, but because your soul is saying, yes, you are enough. Your spirit is saying, you are enough. I know spiritual growth and transformation and self-development and personal development is all about making something right. It's oxymoronic. It's a paradox. We're trying to fix ourselves, but we're not broken. We're trying to add more to ourselves, but we are enough. We think something is missing, but we're already abundant. So we go through the moment, speaking of life class and Oprah. In Oprah's life class yesterday, she talked about how she was coming from a place of ego when she pulled that 60 pounds of fat on stage and she was so excited. And she gets the picture. She sees the truth. But you know, for me, and I don't know if it's different from what she thinks or sees, but this is what I saw. It's like, yes, this journey of life is perfect. From a child, she's always wanted to lose that weight. She wrote it in a journal. She shared it with us. Now she looks back. She said, oh, my God, I was coming straight from ego. But guess what? That experience is part of probably one of the most important gifts of her life, because she learned to be at peace with how she is, with who she is, to remind herself that I am enough regardless of my size, my weight. So whatever you're going through, this is what I'm saying, whatever's happening in your world right now, rather than beat yourself up and say, oh, that's my ego, just stop. Stop. Because if you can say you recognize that's your ego doing what it's doing, then that itself is the healing. Awareness brings healing. With awareness comes understanding. With understanding comes compassion. Where there's compassion, you are healed. So Oprah needed to go through her journey. That was her life lesson, to help other people. Now, she's not talking about not eating healthy. She just said, I refuse to judge myself based on what the world says or how the world sees me or defines me. If they think I'm fat, so be it. What is more important with who is, what is more important is who I am, how I see myself. Regardless of what a spiritual teacher is saying you need to do to be free, regardless of what you hear, if you can be with yourself and you can connect with love and joy and peace within yourself, your job is done. As a matter of fact, when you're in the place and the space where you can listen to a spiritual teacher and they share their truth and you're at peace with yourself, you can, it's a dance. You know, if they share something that doesn't resonate with you, just let it go. There's no trigger. There's no resistance. But when you feel that something is missing, when you think you're not good enough, you're not spiritual enough, you're not abundant enough, you're not tall enough, you haven't lost enough weight, you're afraid of the scale, you're afraid of your refrigerator, you're afraid to face your husband, you're afraid to face your wife, you're afraid to tell people you're single, you're afraid to say you've got a health challenge. Oh, stop it. Your true self is like, oh, my God, you're wearing us out. We are enough. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Let's read this in the chat room and then take a call. Woo! Are you feeling this? Oh, my God. I am so grateful. Electra in the chat room. Melly's in the chat room. Holly Keffer is in there. Teresa Tasia Rules in the house. Electra said, yes, yes, yes. No, she said, yes, yes, yes. I feel the same way. She's feeling it. I can't do her voice, but I can do one word. But you know, if you've never heard it, it won't make sense. So I just leave it alone. But anyway, moving right along, I didn't think of the ego. I didn't think of that as an ego thing. It was simply the way she used to identify herself, and she felt a smaller body was better. Exactly. She felt a smaller body was better, and then she got the smaller body, and she still wasn't really happy. She didn't want to go eat. She didn't want to go on vacation. She was starving herself, and she was like, wait a minute, this is not the way to live life. Let's take a call. Whew. If I don't take a call now, I'm just going to explode and disintegrate. I transcend and be like, what happened? I hear a poof. Is he there? And then you guys are trying to reach bed. He's like, what happened to life coach? I say, I've been calling him. He hasn't returned my call. He transcended. But I got work to do on this planet. So I'm going to transcend while staying grounded.
Let's bring Celeste into this conversation, or else I'm just going to disappear.
You can say, I'm just trying to hold back the laughter. Why? Be you. Oh, you're not right. I am energetically, my friend, life coach today, putting like a towel over your forehead, man, because you're working it out. Seriously. And I just want to thank you because this is a really powerful show. But I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do if your enough is too much for the world? What do you have to say for the people who know they're enough, express themselves, and people get like, whoa? Like when you express yourself right now, like the way you are, if you go out into the world with that kind of energy, I'm just curious, how does the world respond to you?
When you're enough, you don't give a hoot out of the world.
I know that's right. Can you say that again?
It doesn't
I need to
matter.
Take notes.
Because you're not even focused at the world.
I know
you're
that's not, right.
You're seeing differently. So I know you say, how do I? I don't know how the world responds to me. I've shared this story recently, and, you know, some people might see me other places, and they're like, clearly that's not the guy doing the show. Because there are times when I'm out there, I'm different. I'm kind of, I won't say conservative. I'm just listening. I'm watching. I'm witnessing. I'm watching what's going on around me. So I'm not this fiery. And there are times when I'm this fiery. But I think that to myself. Now, other people might see something different. But the truth is, when I walk, continue, when I live from the place of I am enough, and I now go out in the world, if I start noticing how the world is responding to me, guess what? I'm giving my power away. Because I can truly, truly say to you right now that I am so at peace with the way I am expressing myself right now. And when I finish the radio show, if I decide to just be quiet, if I decide not to talk on the phone, if I decide to go out and interact with people and it's different from how I am enough. Now, it does, you know, there's a human aspect where, you know, people say, oh, I listen to the radio show, it really touched me, you're something else. I laugh and smile. Or they say, oh, you're crazy. I laugh and smile. Now, nobody has said to me, to my face anyway, I don't know, said, man, you're crazy. What's all that mess you're talking about on the radio? You just need to give it up. I don't know if people are saying that. But if they do, that's just the expression of their consciousness. So back to you, my darling friend.
Oh, no.
When you are enough, you are enough.
That's right. And I love it.
I was sharing with someone yesterday, when I see Oprah on television, I don't even need to listen to what she's saying. Her presence activates the energy of authenticity, the energy of freedom, the energy of love within me.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are enough, think about it. Just stay with me here. We're going to come to Glenda. Come to Glenda. Stay with me, Celeste. Stay with me here.
I'm right here with you.
Just think about that consciousness of you are enough. Think of all of your life right now. Just think of areas of your life that you say is working, areas of your life that is not working. Maybe aspects of you that you want to heal right now, that you think, oh, this is too painful. Maybe things that people do or say to you that triggers you. Maybe something that you see in the world that makes you go, I mean, come on. There's got to be a better answer. Just look at all of that.
Okay.
And sit and just embrace that energy of I am enough.
Yes.
If you allow yourself to get drunk with that consciousness, if you allow yourself to get intoxicated with the consciousness of I am enough, you will draw more people who recognize that to you. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men, all women unto me. And those who do not feel that they're enough will come to you to drink out of your well. If you allow yourself to now get caught up in how they see the world, then you need to go, oh, come back. I am enough. Nothing is missing. So you don't do, you say, what do you do with it? No, you don't do anything with it. You bring yourself back. I am enough.
Yes.
I am enough.
I am enough.
And
I got
when you get that, as you come from that place, from a heart level, from a soul level, not an intellectual thing, because the intellect deals with the five senses, and it's got to make sense, a logical sense. But when this I am enough, it goes beyond the intellect. The intellect can't even handle this. This is your DNA, baby. This is your real self. So guess what? I am enough. Because I am is your true identity. You are the extension of what God is. You are an extension of God. You are one with God. So, of course, God is enough. Of course you're enough. So, when you're around those folks, you just be the bringer of light, the bringer of joy, the bringer of love. And you give it as you continue. You know, you're the bearer of gifts. That's one of your nicknames. Don't get caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to, as a distraction, because it's a movie. We're all making it up. We're all making this up. We're making this up. We are. The politicians are making it up. The doctors are making it up. The scientists are making it up. One minute they say, oh, guess what? There's another horoscope. And it's changing everything. And then they realize, oh, no, it's always been there. Oh, the doctor says, oh, we realize that actually this drug is now better for something else. It's just, we're making it up.
Thank you for sharing your fire.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome, and thank you for being you. Let's go to, I love that little girl laugh that said, let's go see. I can't do it as well as she does it. Let's see if you can do that giggle again. Let me put it on blast. Laugh. Say something. Do something. Don't say something. Laugh. I'll put you in a fight. See? I have the power to make her laugh. I love it. I am enough. Okay, I'm putting her back on mute now. Glenda, my sister friend, how are you doing?
RJ, how are you?
I am in love.
You know, I was going to say one thing, and then Celeste said something. So now I'm trying to put it like all together because my mind started speeding.
The mind started doing what?
Speeding.
No,
and taking
speeding,
all the
okay.
Okay.
Are you using that Bluetooth, that green tooth again? Turn it up or something because you sound a little bit.
I want to feel you.
I want to become one with you. I want to feel your pre-essence.
You can't
so I can
hear
tap
me?
Into your inner essence, innocence. Go
okay,
ahead.
I'm gonna try something. I obviously have dead zones in my house, so I'm gonna try to go outside where there's no obstruction, so that I can say what I need to say. Now, can you hear me better?
I can hear you, but it's still. But okay, let's keep going. I mean, it just sounds like there's a like. On a speakerphone or Bluetooth or something like that. But
well,
go
I
ahead.
Didn't think I had you on speaker. I thought I took you off. Anyway, let me. Okay. This I am enough. You know, I love synchronicity and how it manifests itself in all different forms. I am stepping into that, you know, more and more on a daily basis. I'm going to be done with this graduate program I've been in for 18 months and in less than 2 weeks. And I found myself a couple of weeks ago panicking, saying, oh, my God, all the jobs that I want to do, which is teaching online, I see they all want PhDs. Oh, my master's is not enough. And I started making myself crazy until I realized, wait a minute, I can create whatever I want to create and magnetize whatever I want to magnetize, and I'm enough, and really right about now, all I have to do, I'll add to last week's show, is be in bliss. I just have to, like, remember to step into bliss. So I started doing that a little bit more in the last week, and I find, wow, you know, even in inner city, New York City, things can go in a nice stream, and wow, you know, I'm worrying less and enjoying more. So I want to say this to Celeste with her comment, because that's what she started me thinking. That sometimes, and then hold on, everybody that's listening, no, don't panic. Sometimes our relationships, mm-hmm. our friendships, our marriages, our love relationships, our family relationships are really serious handicaps to us. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm saying that, and I'm so ecstatic that I'm on the other side of this, is because maybe about 6 years ago or so, all of those relationships that I thought were important, that were supporting me, that, you know, people would be like, okay, all fell apart at the time that I needed them the most. I was going through something very, very deep, where one would think that all of your relationships, your family, everybody would support you. At first, I had me down for the count. However, now that I can, like, I'm like, wow, that's the best gift that God gave me to bring me to where we are today. I was enough. My I am presence was enough. All of those other relationships that I thought was giving me strength and defining me and would hold me up were only props and were only keeping me from coming to the place that we are right in this moment, where when you really, really, really open yourself up, when you really, really, you know, start practicing and listening and practicing, that you are enough. And what ended up happening to me is all of the people that I knew for years, my, you know, my aunts, you know, my cousins, all of these people that I thought would support me when I was going through all of this grief around my mother's Alzheimer's, new people came into my life. And the new people came in all kinds of different ways. But they were like right there. They were right there at that frequency. They were right there where I needed them. So what I learned is, wait a minute, I am enough. And that God essence that's in me, no matter what I see that may look like loss, when I tell some people, it's just like, what do you mean? Like, they can't fathom, like, what do you mean all your friendships changed? I'm like, yeah, it did. But I survived and became even greater than I even imagined I could be when they were around me all the time. Some of the things that came my way, I would have never even been in the graduate program if I hadn't been stripped down to my naked I am self to ask myself, there's more to me than this grief. There's more to me than this lack. I don't accept the direction that my life is going in. God, show me what else can I do with the rest of the time on this planet. And then it was revealed to me, go back to school. I didn't give you all of this intelligence for you to just, you know, work at that airline. I didn't want to put them on blast. and not use it. Once I made that decision, that which I thought was not possible for over 20 years, all of these doors just opened. And this is even before I found your show, Ade. This is before I found Agape. This was just being at this crossroads, and a part of me knew I do not have to be in grief for the rest of my life. There's something more. So I'm saying this to Celeste, like, listen, it's okay to have people around. It's okay to have your friends and your family. But to continue to live your life wondering what people will think, take away those props and really, really let God show you who you are. That's what I have to say.
And, you know, when you I wanted to thank you for sharing that story. When you talk about family as a handicap, and I get it, on some level, yeah, I can say true, but guess what? Family members, loved ones, are not in our lives to just hold us up all the way through birth and death. If family members held us up all through our lives, we would never know our strength.
That is so true.
We will never know our strength. So we need, we made it up. We called ourselves forth to know who we are. So at the perfect time, then you went to jump off. This is where I'm getting off. This next exit. Bus driver, I'm getting off. That's it. And you look, why are you leaving me? How come you're not walking with me? And they're like, come on, now, stop tripping. We made this agreement a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you may not hear them saying that. You're like, that's it. I'm going to show you. I'm going to make something of myself. And they're like, yes, on the soul level, applauding you. You know, there are no mistakes. It looks like pain or whatever, but we can transcend all of that. It is all part of the journey. And, yes, I understand. I'm not really tripping that. I'm clear. There are times when we need particular people in our lives. But because of what we called ourselves forth to do, to be, it's something so big that the vibration requires a different kind of energy, and anybody or anything that is not in alignment with what is calling you forth from within yourself will have to just take the next exit. So it's all part of the picture, and it's a blessing. You know, it's a blessing. And you, I mean, I know you, you're constantly redefining yourself based on how you see yourself. And that's the best gift you can give yourself, Dana. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. Let's go to my co-producer. Before I do that. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, the show says 12 minutes, and it's right. But it's less than that now. Let me go to my co-producer.
Betty, where are you? Help me.
Okay.
I'm
Betty,
here.
You're live now. Okay, we can hear you now.
Yes, I have a limited time, and it's only going to take me a few minutes to say what I got to say. So,
yeah, you
got 30 seconds. Well, don't play with me, man. Don't take up my space by interrupting me, okay? But anyway,
I know how to push your buttons. She's so easy. Go ahead.
I want to say this, and I'm going to be through with it. You know, the title, We Are Enough. We are enough. But God has put so much in our lives through people, circumstances, and events to fill us up if we feel we are not. However, even that's an illusion because these things are put in to deal with the limited thinking that we have, not knowing that we're not enough. We were born enough. And once we remember that and embrace that, even those things he put in place, you will see are not necessary. So, you know, the things that we experience to complete us, to say I'm not enough, I would like to say just know that you don't even need that, that these things are put into your place by God because we are limited thinking. We are dealing with things we need to go to. But I would venture to say his hope is for you to eventually get to the point to say, okay, God, I don't need that anymore. I now know I'm enough. So that's what I got to say. Goodbye. My ride is here. I got to escape, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, baby. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay.
You are enough.
Bye.
You are enough
no, I can...
as the topic, the consciousness of I am enough. I trust and know and step into that place of knowingness that something that you heard today, no sound, I think it's just you, Tamara. That's just you. Well, I think everybody else has sound, but we'll see. Well, I don't know. We'll just keep you going. So, anyway, that threw me off. What was I saying? I don't know. So, don't say what you were going to say. Just say what needs to be said. Well, we'll be here tomorrow. I looked in the chat room, and it talking about no sound. And oh, okay, they got sound now. But they got sound. I forgot what I was going to say. But I am enough. There's nothing to trip about. No matter what. This is life. We're making it up. And the best way to know, really, not just hear it from me, but the best way to know, because when you know that you know that you know that you know, it doesn't matter what other people are saying. Simply walk the truth. Practice it. Take baby steps if you need. Don't try and do a bungee jump when maybe you're not really ready for that.
You know, just go at your own pace. There is no spot where God is not. So wherever you are, God will meet you there. God will always meet you right where you are. And with that, you can rest. You can trust the process of life. You can trust that you are exactly where you need to be. You can trust that you are enough. But just one thing. You are one with God. That's not just some woo-woo or some fancy idea. Listen, you are the place where God gets to recognize itself. You are the place where God gets to be an expression, an extension of love. You are the one that brings the love that is missing. And when you step into that energy of being enough, you can be a channel, a free channel, a channel that flows with the light and glows with the light, glows with the flow. And your presence becomes the healing that the world is looking for. On a human level, yeah, you would need support system. I'm not saying don't look to people, because there's nothing wrong with looking at people, looking for people. It's important to have people who are going to remind you. There's some time when you're so in that I am enough consciousness, but somehow you're just not feeling it right now. You need a mentor, a good friend, family member who can hold the light and say, it's okay, I understand. I understand. You're doing great work. Sometimes we're doing such a great work, we don't know, because we're giving of ourselves. It came from something deeper. Your only mission on this planet, the reason for your journey, is to remind yourself that you are enough. Is to get to the end of the movie, whenever that is, to say, oh, I knew it. I'm the hero of my own movie. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. And so are you. Tomorrow we have Joanne Gerber, the internationally known psychic medium, who is going to be talking to dead people. I like the sound of that. I look forward to tomorrow's show. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to have so much fun. Now, I've been trying to look, while I do my regular thing, I'm trying to look for a nice song to play for you guys. But I don't know. Oh, this is it. Thank you. Oh, I love it. I'm telling you, folks. Really. Telling you, and I'm reminding me, when you say yes, the sacred yes, everything you need will show up. Things, when they show up, you will know it. You'll recognize it. Now, I found a song, but now I'm thinking maybe I should play another one, because now I'm in my thoughts. Never be the same. I believe this belongs to you. I'm going to do never the same, never be the same. Listen to me. When you recognize you are enough, even when sometimes you may trip about your bills and you say, wait a minute, I am enough. If you can just walk in that consciousness this week, if that's too much, just for today, just for the next hour, step into that consciousness of I am enough, you'll never be the same. You will never ever be the same. It will change your life. I dare you to try it. I dare you to try it. When you know you're not enough, you're not afraid of death. You're not afraid. When you know you are enough, I think that's what I said, or it sounded like I said something different. When you know that you're enough, you are not afraid. And even if you don't have what you think you need, you trust the process. Go with the flow, and what you need will be provided. Live Conversations Radio. We're getting ready to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'm multitasking here, and my things are not cooperating with me, so I got to go back to this computer. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Life is good. It's getting better. Thank you for what we created together here. Download the show. Share it with your friends. Share it on Facebook. Tweet it.
just start a group, if you will. Not for me, but for your own salvation. You know why? Les Brown, tell them why.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
I tell you, it's going to change your life. And so knowing that, you don't need to listen to any other radio station. Mark Victor Hansen, tell them why.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Say no more. Never be the same. Esther Nicholson. Esther Nicholson, never be the same. If you want to find out more about her, you can go to her website, Esther, E-S-T-E-R, Nicholson.com. Never be the same. Be loved, be still, and be you. And know that you are enough. Peace and blessings.
Conversations.
We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.